Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
like time right now is 10 past 6, man. And yes, well, the latest news is that, well, probably you already know about this. Well, Mexico has invited Iran to play their matches in Mexico. Since the war between Mexico and the United States is still going on, there's a ceasefire, but the Americans are still bombing Iran. They're still fighting each other, you know. So one of the plans of Donald Trump was to not to allow the fans of the Iranian team to come to the United States. And, well, they were in the group that was going to be located in the United States. So yeah, I think the Iranian team as well, they also realized, you know, that they wasn't a good place to go to right now, and because of the the threats and everything that's been going on with compadres norteamericanos. Yes. Well, anyway, Mexico has welcomed, has opened the doors for the Iranian team. This is so ridiculous. I was listening to the news, you know, on CNN, CBS, and all those agencies that are, yeah, not much to trust them about anything much. And they always twist the things, twist the news, the reality. And what they were doing, the American authorities, they were doing they were going to charge, you know, about $10,000, you know, for a visa to visit to attend the World Cup, you know, certain countries, you know. And so, can you imagine how I don't know, I should say pathetic the whole idea is, you know. This government, you know, it's like a children's government, you know, like kids. I don't think even kids would be that stupid, you know. I don't think even kids would have that type of brain, you know, to play games like that with an international event that is going to be taking place in the Americas. The whole thing about football, actually football is become a business, it became a business quite a long time ago, you know, and unfortunately all these things is about business, money, okay? And to have a president in the United States that I don't think it should be involved in any decisions, you know, if they chose the United States to one of the bases, you know, for the World Cup, you know, he should be glad. He should be welcoming all these people coming from. That's money. If he wants to make money, that is the time to make money, but not to rip people off. You know, just this. You know, FIFA also. I don't know. They go along with all the ideology that this guy is got, and the whole thing is a shambles. You know, and I think it's a big circus. It's a big circus. You know. And we the regular citizens of the world are paying the price for it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't go to the United States, you know, if you pay me. If you kidnap me, probably you will take me there by force. But it's a country that I never, ever, ever, no matter how beautiful they show you the country, the scenery and everything, you know, but it's the inhabitants, you know, that I'm not, I don't trust. I don't know, for some reason, it's something like, it's not in me, you know? I'd rather go to Italy, Portugal, Spain, you know, Mexico, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia, you know. And I've been to those countries, you know, before I came over to England. And also when I was in England, I traveled to Peru, and it was beautiful, great, great, great. The people are great. You know, the authorities at the time were, you know, quite reasonable. You know, they weren't crazy or dictatorship or anything like that. And the police had behaved properly. You know, I mean, I would like to go to a country, you know, where I see friendly faces, you know. I don't see people looking at me thinking, oh, what the bloody hell are you doing here, you bloody foreigner, you know. And now the United States it's become that kind of place, you know. It's become that kind of place that is what I was saying earlier on. That is what the people in power want us to do, you know, hate each other and you know, have issues with each other, you know, antagonize certain communities, antagonize the working class, antagonize everyone, you know. So who wants to go to a place like that? You know, who you're going to be looking over your shoulder every time, you know, and they talk about the rest of the world being a shithole, you know, and they haven't looked back in their own place, you know. There, you know, it's a dead people every day, people being shot. So anyway, I don't want to go there. I don't think anybody would like to go there on a holiday and risk their lives. Not now, because now the whole thing is really pathetically against immigration. Against immigration, not just immigration, tourists. If you're a tourist there, you're a foreigner, therefore the Americans will think that you're an immigrant. You know? That's the way things go there. Anyway, amigos, no more about this. I think we all know about the situation there. I never will be going there ever again. Not again. I mean, I don't know why I said again. I've never been there. You know, even my plane, when every time I go to South America, my plane avoids, you know, that area, that location. You know? We'd rather be more hours flying over the Atlantic, you know, than over land, you know. I'd rather fall in the Atlantic than fall onto that land. Sorry about that, but I don't know. I cannot blame everyone, because I know that there's a lot of opposition there also of the authorities, you know, that are in power right now. Like they are in Israel, you know. I don't blame every Jewish person, you know, for what is going on in Palestine. Obviously not, because you cannot generalize. You know, generalizing is like it's being stupid, it's being ignorant, not knowing the details, not knowing what is really going on. You just repeat, you know, what you've been told. Okay. Now someone sent me a message, you know, right now, trying to discredit, you know, the Palestinian, defense, you know, that the way they're defending themselves, you know, by reacting, retaliating against the Israeli people. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know, I don't want to get into that kind of argument, you know. I've had enough, you know. I'm too old to try to explain to people, you know, what's going on. Now the technology can tell them what is going on. You can find out, you know, if you don't know, go to the library and read a book, you know, a real book with pages, with paper. You can smell the book. You know, that's the beauty of knowledge, you know. You learn with books, you know. And you don't repeat, you know. But if you learn by books, you know, you don't repeat, you know, what people have been telling you, what to believe, what to say, and what to go for. So, yeah, I recommend books, you know. Books are still in the library. You know, you can go there, sit down in the reference library, you know, and read a book. You can borrow the book, take it home, and read it instead of being stuck on your laptop or your telephone. I'm saying all this, you know, and I've got about three books on the go right now, you know. But because of my eyesight, it's not going too well. As soon as I read one of my books, my eyes start to hurt. So I need to visit the optician again. To prescribe me some new pair of glasses, because the ones I've got right now, I don't think they're working very well, because I get, you know, my T tears in my eyes, you know, and I cannot, headache, you know. So anyway, yeah, but I do recommend to people who still got good sights, you know, I recommend book, read books. You know, books are much better to read, you know, than actually reading on the tablets, you know, because the tablets got the light. The light is coming through to your eyes, you know, and your eyesight, and it's being affected faster than the book. Anyway, you should all know that. I'm not gonna repeat or tell you anymore about reading books. You know, it's up to you guys. Amigos, amigas, it's up to you if you want to do it. Okay, anyway, amigos, as I said, not much have changed, you know. The things that going on in Palestine and Lebanon now, oh my God, you know, I can't believe how these people are allowed to get away with it as well, you know. The whole planet, you know, is actually protesting, and the United Nations, oh, here we go. United Nations, human rights, you know, they go, oh, we condemned the Zionist actions, you know, and then we condemned the Zionist action, and then the next day, yeah, we still condemn him. And what do you do? What do you do? If he was on the other side, if he was the Palestinians doing all that kind of stuff, yeah, it would be different, right? Because we all know who controls the media, who controls our minds, our brains, you know, not mine, by the way, not mine. I know many millions of people now are waking up and realizing, you know, that we should not be controlled by the media, because the media is controlled by, you know who? Yes. So there we go. Work it out yourself. Do research. Go to the library, you know. Or just watch the news on TV from one agency, news agency, and then from another news agency, and then another news agency, and the same news, yeah? And then you put together your own conclusion, and you think, oh, yeah, okay. And then you work it out, because that's the way to get informed right now, you know? Because if you got on with that one news agency constantly listening to them and believing everything, you know, then you're gonna have diverted your way of thinking. You're gonna end up thinking, wow, my mind is being controlled by these people, and I don't want that. Okay, I think I'm going too far with this. Anyway, amigos, let's play some more music for you. And I hope that you're going to enjoy the rest of the evening, going nice and warm. Even though this morning I was watching the news and they said that the rest of the week was going to be kind of the temperature is going to be a bit colder, and also some rain. And we can see the rain right now. I can see rain outside my window. I can see the rain outside my window. That sound. Anyway, here we go, guys. This is 93.2 FM, by the way, okay? Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you every Monday from 5 till 7.
Está ya y abre sus alas para volar y volar. Es un canto libre que se quiere regalar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
A quien le estreche su mano, a quien quiera disparar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
Mi canto es una
cadena.
Se encuentra
estamos cantando juntos a toda la humanidad.
Quizá de vez en cuando una patada. No me juzgues mal, ya sabes que detesto tu bondad. No me pidas más, que ya de sobra sé cuál es tu precio. Una Navidad en México pagué 500 pesos cuando te salvé de aquella jaula donde te encontré. Te quitamos pulgas y te dimos de comer. Luego en un enfado devoraste un rodapié. Si te refugiaste con las drogas y el alcohol, yo qué culpa tengo si te sientes inferior. Te puedo odiar porque eres de una raza indefinida. Llevas en la piel mil cruces de pasiones prohibidas. En aquel cartel decía que eras un puro maltés. Debo ser cruel, no puedes engañarte por más tiempo. Debo hacerte ver que no quiero cruzarme con un perro. Imposible amor, el que nació una tarde entre tú y yo. Te quitamos pulgas y te dimos de comer. Luego en un enfado devoraste un rodapié. Te refugiaste con las drogas y el alcohol. Yo qué culpa tengo si te sientes inferior. Imposible amor, el que nació una tarde entre tú y yo.
necesitaba cuando más falta hacía. Tú me diste la espalda.
Tú me dejaste de querer cuando menos lo esperaba. Cuando más te quería, se te fueron las ganas.
Toma que toma.
Aire. Toma.
Era el más cabrón, pero me estoy notando el corazón. Estás apretando mucho, mami, déjalo. Si quieres te doy la razón. Yo lo único que quiero es largarme de aquí. Me da igual dónde puedes elegir. Algún día dentro de poco me voy a arrepentir de haberte confesado lo que me hace sufrir. Tú me dejaste de querer cuando menos lo esperaba. Cuando más te quería, se te fueron las ganas. Pasado tres días con la misma ropa puesta.
Quiero tenerte siempre, siempre que quiera, para poder besarte bajo la luna llena. Y hace el amor contigo, tumbadito sobre la arena. Y hace el amor contigo, tumbadito sobre la arena. Me gusta tu cuerpo, morena, tus ojos negros, tu piel canela.
No estamos locos, que sabemos lo que queremos. Vive la vida, igual que si fuera un sueño, pero que nunca termina, que se pierde con el tiempo.
Corriendo, no,
no.
Siete Thank you. acordeón.
Yo quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. Yo quiero bailar la cumbia con sombrero de punta. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas. La negra me ve bailar y empieza a mover los pies, moviendo su pollera con sombrero de tres puntas.
Amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show, man. Thank you very much for the messages, and we'll be with you next Monday from 5 till 7. Don't forget that it's 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. And if you want to come along and play your guitar, your tambourine, your castanets, your maracas, you know, live and direct on Sheffield Live or Latino Dimes, let me know for next Monday. Maybe you can come along and bring a couple of songs, you know. I'll be glad to welcome you here. My number has been always the same number, man. It's been, my number is 079-44-031-894. If you want to come along, let me know, and send me a text during the week, and you're welcome to come along. I'll be glad to. I haven't had a guest for quite a while, you know, so yeah, very much looking forward to seeing anyone who dares come along and play live music on Sheffield Live, Latino Dives. Okay, amigos, love one another and free Palestine.
Entertainment,
querido por aquel.
Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? ¿Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos? Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese. Ahora abre tu ventana, mira para afuera. Existen cosas bellas, existen cosas buenas. No te dejes vencer, no te dejes enloquecer. Vive el regalo de un nuevo día con placer. Y verás que no hay nada que temer. Busca la verdad en tu interior, busca en tu ser. Para comprender que hay alguien que te ama. Y pase lo que pase, no te quiere ver caer. Solo ten fe, porque ya va a estar feliz al verte renacer. Positiva, zona ganchepía, para ver si te motivas a vivir un nuevo día. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese. Ahora alza la cabeza, que por algo se empieza. Sal a caminar y observa la naturaleza. Pero si tropiezas, párate enseguida y endereza. Y es